A talk for the toughest times. Chances are you're feeling a bit shaky and scared. So maybe this little talk will help. We will begin with finding the physical sensation of tension in your body. And then you will observe your thoughts and shift them into a more clear point of view. We will conclude by using the practice of Tonglang, a generous Tibetan Buddhist practice of breathing in your pain with the wish that all beings be relieved of suffering, and breathing out comfort and compassion to yourself and all living things. Let us begin. Let us explore this space where you are feeling shaky and scared. Settle yourself somewhere comfortable and take a deep breath. Breathe in the cool air and breathe out the warm, tense air. Observe all of the tension in your muscles, from your toes to the top of your head. Observe all of the tension in your internal organs that are on the front line, your heart, your lungs, your stomach, your spleen, and your gallbladder, your liver, your intestines. Let these internal organs feel very heavy. Take a deep breath through your nose. And let your shoulders drop. Now, direct your attention to your thoughts. Observe them rushing in and around your mind. Observe the content of your thoughts. What are they about? Let your thoughts enter into consciousness and let them pass through. Observe them. And now, observe your thoughts from the point of view of, I don't know. This is called the I don't know mind in the Zen tradition. I don't know right. I don't know wrong. Everything just is. Direct your attention here for a moment. Everything just is. And perhaps everything is just right. Feel this, I don't know mind, just above and below the area of your belly button. This is where your I don't know mind sits. Now, from the I don't know mind that sits in the center of you, walk completely naked, completely vulnerable, completely open into whatever situation is presenting itself to you. See how you may hate this or that. Hate your pain. See how you want to hold on to quarrels. See how you want to get into bed and pull the covers over your head. So, okay, you are not perfect. We are all up against finding ourselves not perfect while we are still wanting to be open and compassionate. Mother Nature is teaching us when we feel pain. Pain is a physical cue that thought has gone wrong. To see where your thinking has gone off track, accept your confusion. Surrender to the pain confusion causes. Stop struggling. Say to yourself, I don't know. Everything just is. Do what Mother Nature intended us to do when we feel pain. Stop what you are doing and listen. You may even say out loud, okay, if you know so much, what do you want me to understand? The lesson is, all the opinions and beliefs are mirages of something to hold on to. There is no security like that. Think on this. There is no security. There is no thought or belief to hold on to. Surrender to having your foundation rocked. Become free from mirages. Become free from habitual patterns that keep the ground under your feet, that maintain a false sense of security that denies uncertainty. Fall in love with uncertainty. Fall in love with, I don't know. Things are not permanent. They don't last. There is no final security. Relax into the insecurity. Relax into uncertainty. Relax into honesty. Relax into being very straight, into being very pure. Let the rug get pulled out. Now. Uncertainty is the name of the game. The deepest meaning of this life is not about attachment. It is about accepting homelessness. When your heart opens up to this, complete peace will come. You will have come home inside yourself. But feel the tension return. As you're learning to do this, do it moment by moment. You will feel the peace come and you will feel the pain return. This is normal. Mother Nature is still teaching. Observe the lesson. Feel the tension between complete surrender and holding on to habitual ways of thinking and believing. Feel the tension between humility, that's surrender, and pride, that's holding on to a cherished point of view. Feel the tension between accepting something as it is and holding the thought of how it should be. Now, cross the threshold into uncertainty, into I don't know, and feel the surprise of being frightened and excited at the same time. Feel how accepting pain washes out weakness and illusion. Acceptance is the key to washing out pain. This is the first step in the training of the impeccable warrior. That is, one who is cultivating courage. Courage is not a fight or resistance. Instead, locate loving kindness inside yourself. Where does it sit? In your heart, your belly, your arms? Cultivate loving kindness towards yourself by locating real safety. Real safety is your willingness not to run away from yourself. The safety of loving kindness is not a mirage. And the safety of loving kindness is not about being stroked, pampered, or rescued. It means you desire with all your heart to not have anything hidden. It is important to locate this space inside yourself where there is no lie, no duplicity. Loving kindness is about developing a friendship with yourself in a very complete way. Now, breathe in your suffering and connect with it fully, yours and others. Be willing to feel what hurts. Do not shy away from suffering. Do not reject it. Be willing to take on suffering and develop compassion for it. Even relax with it. And now, breathe out. Give away joy, a sense of inspiration, delight. If this is complicated to do, see what you are usually attached to, what you want to keep for yourself. Get used to sharing and giving. This last part is a very challenging practice because it shows you every place that you shut down, where you close your heart. This last part, breathing in your own pain and breathing out joy, is the practice of Dharma, that is, worthy behavior. See this worthy behavior and make friends with it. Let us summarize. As you are feeling your pain, see it as it is. See it for what it is. It simply is. And perhaps it is just right. Step over the threshold into complete uncertainty. Let Mother Nature teach you. Let nature carry you. Feel yourself in this space. Feel everything fall away. All of the stories that you make up in your mind, all of the fears, simply be with what is. Walk completely free of argument, completely vulnerable, completely naked. Go without clothes. Go into the I don't know mind, where there is no right, where there is no good or bad. Stay in your awareness. In whatever situation is presenting itself to you, and completely accepted. The only security is in opening your heart, where there is no lie, there is no story, there is no duplicity. There is only what is, nothing more. Stay centered in that space just a little bit below your belly button. Let your whole pelvic area open up. No resistance, no thought, completely surrender. I am feeling this. This is what I am feeling. Let me feel this. Let me see this. Let the river of feeling take you. Breathe in suffering, yours and others, and breathe out compassion.